If you're not exactly where you want to be when it comes to your online business, you may be fighting this urge to pivot, but you also might be getting some conflicting feelings that you need to stay the course. So which one is it? Do I stay the course or do I make a shift in my business? Today, we're going to help you get some answers to that question. Welcome to the High Value Skills Podcast. I am your host, Simon Parsons, and this is the show dedicated to helping millennials move away from a career that you hate and build an online business that you love, one that gives you the freedom and the income that you deserve. Now, don't forget to hit the subscribe button. Let's dive in. What is up, all you badass digital entrepreneurs? Thank you so much for joining me here today on the High Value Questions segment of this podcast, where we answer questions about where you need help in your business when it comes to digital marketing, sales, online courses, closing deals, passive income. Let me know what you have questions about, what you're struggling with in your business or what you need an eye on. And I would love to answer some of your questions here on this segment of the podcast. So quick reminder, make sure that you drop into the show notes. If you do want to send me a question, there's going to be a link in there. You can leave me a voice note or you can leave me a text question. I would love to answer that on this podcast because then I know what it is that you need help with. So on today's episode, we want to talk about playing, should we play the long game, right? Or do we need to pivot? Because sometimes we're not where we want to be in our business. And you always hear me talk about how important it is to stay the course, to play the long game, because it takes time for you to see results in your business. And I think that's probably the number one thing. I even talked about this a couple episodes about the five mental threats that you're going to have to deal with as an entrepreneur. And at the top of the list is playing the long game, right? People just seem to give up so quickly when they just haven't given it enough time to succeed. But maybe you have. Maybe you've been hanging in there. Maybe you've been gritty and resilient, but things still aren't working out. Does that mean you need to make a pivot? I think it's an awesome question. And the reason why I wanted to dive into this is actually, this wasn't something that was submitted to me recently, but I do get people asking me this all the time. And I've had my pivots in my business as well. But I was actually, I saw a post from Alex Hormozy, and somebody had asked that inside of the post. And there were so many other people that had that same problem. And I want to read this out for you. The question was, you speak a lot on outlasting your competition and playing the infinite game, but at what point should an entrepreneur pivot in terms of strategy, marketing, sales tactics? How do you know when something isn't working or you just haven't been doing the volume long enough? Such a great question. So there really isn't a right answer because every single person has a different business and a different situation, but there are questions that you can ask yourself to help uncover the answer that is best for you. The first question that I would like you to ask yourself is, where is this coming from? It's such a good idea to understand the root of why we want to take action or why we are taking action or why we are not doing anything about a situation. And if you listen to the episode about 8 weeks ago, when I was talking about the core motivation of why anybody does anything, is it boils down to two reasons. Either we are running away from some type of a pain or we're moving towards some type of pleasure. So I think it's important to ask yourself, which is it? Why is it that you're wanting to pivot? My guess is most likely your business isn't where you want to be, so you're trying to move away some type of pain in your business. So it's good to understand that. And the reason why, too, is because decisions made from a place of fear are completely different than decisions that are made from a place of power. So ask yourself, what is the core motivation? Why is it that you are wanting to pivot? And find out if it's a fear-based decision or one that makes sense, that there's logic to it, there's reason, but also you're feeling it, okay? That's the first question, pain or pleasure, what is the root of your desire to make a pivot? Number two, ask yourself, am I holding on to something for too long? So there's something called sunken cost fallacy, and it's a bias. And what that means is you've invested so much time and so much energy going in a certain direction that you don't want to make a pivot when actually you should. So an example of this is this podcast. So I started this podcast before I really got deep into my business. And the reason why I started this podcast in the first place is because mindset was something that is very dear to me, something I'm absolutely passionate about, something that I love so much. But when I started the podcast, I just wasn't in the right position with my business. And I didn't give much intention or thought to that, to how this podcast could link up to my business. Now, here's the thing is it felt really weird for me for a long time because I kind of felt like I was in two places and I justified it because I was just like, oh, this is my passion project. But really, I was missing out. I was spending so much time on my podcast and it wasn't connected to my actual business, which is about helping other entrepreneurs out. And so for the longest time, I kept it going because I wasn't quite sure. I didn't want to let that go. That was the sunken cost fallacy. I'd already made so many episodes. I'm feeling that too with my YouTube channel. I started a YouTube channel and making videos takes a lot of time and a lot of energy. And the delay on that is, it can be years, right? I'm having some videos that I created in 2021 that are actually like really starting to pop. But you have this urge where you want to hold on, and that's a bias, and maybe you shouldn't. So ask yourself, are you holding on to something that you should pivot for? Are you holding on to it too long, and do you need to let that go? Here's another thing, too, is when you let something go, you open up your hand for more. Okay, number three, are you dealing with a shiny object? Okay, here's the thing, as you start to succeed more, as your tribe grows or your footprint grows, your business grows, what's going to happen is you start to get more opportunities that come your way. Okay, so shiny objects are a huge distraction for an entrepreneur and they feel really good, right? I almost look at these as like the universe is testing you to see how bad you want it. So you're going to have opportunities that come up. For me, I'm really wanting to grow the podcast. I'm really wanting to grow passive income. And I have these opportunities that come my way that are very high paying. So to me, those are shiny opportunities. Maybe that's what I should call them because it could take me away from the game of what I truly want most in exchange for something that feels really good, right? Feels good to make a lot of money. So for me, when I get these opportunities to have these high paying clients, I need to be aware that that's something that could derail me from my path and distract me. The other thing too is I think that like your mind wants to keep you well tucked into your comfort zone. So it will throw out shiny objects. Maybe they're not just coming to you, but maybe your mind will start looking for other opportunities to derail you. And so number three is like, are you dealing with a lot of shiny objects and are those going to take you away from the path or are they going to move you forward? Okay, number four, here's a good question for you too. What is it that you're trying to avoid? So maybe you're wanting to pivot because you're suffering some type of a pain in your business because you haven't had the breakthroughs that you want to, but is that because you're avoiding something? And I'll give you an example. For a lot of people, doing the work of sales is really uncomfortable. And maybe that's what's going to unlock you to get to the next level of your business. And simply avoiding it or pivoting is not going to help you out because the universe wants you to learn that skill. So when it comes to your business, I always talk about you've got to really learn how to market. You've got to learn how to create content and you've got to learn to sell. And if those three things aren't in place, those three things can work really well together and help you become exponentially or help your business exponentially grow. But maybe your business is stuck, not because you need to pivot, but because you haven't dealt with something that is an integral part of your growth as an entrepreneur. Maybe it's scaling, right? Maybe you have business, maybe you are closing deals, but you have a hard time letting go of control and you know that you need to onboard, or maybe you don't know that, but maybe the next step for you is not pivoting, but to find somebody who can, maybe you're bringing a lot of revenue into your business and you can find somebody to replace you on the stuff that you don't want to do. And that's your next step. So ask yourself that, okay? The fourth question is, what is it that you may be avoiding that would prevent you from pivoting? You don't necessarily need to pivot, but it could unlock the next level of your business. Question number five is, are you experiencing more demand for something that you're not offering right now? I'll give you an example of that. So I started off this current business as a mindset coach, right? I had some inbound leads that came from LinkedIn because I was doing a lot of content around mindset and personal development. So that's how I started my business. But then I realized there was a lot of other coaches that were asking me about how to use LinkedIn to grow their business. And so what happened is the demand simply pushed me into a direction, right? I listened to that demand. People were asking me a lot of questions, and that's a good sign too. What are you getting asked most about? Is it a pivot? Okay, because maybe you should be listening. So with me, I had a bunch of business owners, a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of coaches specifically that were asking me how to use LinkedIn. I had no clue, no idea that I'd want to go down the vein of marketing and sales, right? I was set on mindset, but luckily I did surrender to the demand of what people were asking me about. And that allowed me to build my first online course about LinkedIn. And then that was successful. And then I started getting asked by other bigger groups to come in and teach their coaches. So I really got to know and understand coaches. And I also got to understand what they were struggling with when it came to marketing and sales. So the demand simply is what, me surrendering to that is what helped me carve out my current business, where I help other entrepreneurs grow their business online through digital marketing and sales. Okay, so ask yourself, where are you getting pulled by demand? Number six, okay, this is the best question of all, and this is probably where the answer lies, and you'll probably have to take into consideration the other five questions is, what is your body telling you to do? What are you feeling in your body? Now, back in the summer, I did an episode called three ways to make badass decisions, right? And the first way to make decisions is you've got to ask yourself, is it a fear-based decision? I mentioned this in the very beginning. Is the decision that I want to make coming from a place of power, or is it coming from a place of fear? Okay, the next thing that I use to help determine where I should go is like your brain. You know, we always think with our brain, which is very logical and very analytical, but it isn't always the best for us. There's also our heart, okay? Our heart is kind of our passion and purpose. So what is my brain telling me? It may be, the brain tends to be very afraid, right? It tends to be very fear-based. The heart can be very passionate, okay? But there's a third thing that you need, the third part of your body you need to listen to is your gut, right? Your gut has billions of neurons, right? Almost as many neurons as your brain. And that's why they say, like, use your gut. I used to think that was just a metaphor, a phrase, a thing that people would say, but there's a lot of truth to your gut. Your gut is very, very intuitive. And here's the thing too. If you've listened to this, if you've listened to the segments that I've been putting up from other entrepreneurs, so I've got about five or six different episodes that I've uploaded, and I've got more to come, where on Fridays I release an episode where people are telling about their business, right? And you will hear this over and over. Well, I had to listen to my intuition. Okay, that's your gut. So start to be, you know, start to perceive things in a way where you're, you know, almost like you have three members of a board of directors inside of you, okay? Your brain, your heart, and your gut, okay? Your gut's kind of the decision maker, right? Your brain may be thinking, you know, fear-based and all analytical, all logical. Your heart may be like, oh, let's go for it. Let's fucking do this, okay? Your gut is kind of like the tiebreaker, but use your brain, use your heart, and use your gut to come up with the decision that feels best for you. When you tap into this, you'll know what you need to do, okay? The other way that I like to make decisions is, this one's so good with creating boundaries, is I ask myself, is this a fuck yes? Is it a fuck no? Or is it not a fuck yes? So if it's a fuck yes, you can feel it in your body, you know you need to do it. If it's a fuck no, then you know you should stay away from it. Steer clear of it. You can feel that, right? But then sometimes we have a, well, it's ish. It's not a fuck yes. And when it's not a fuck yes, that means that you're kind of people pleasing. It means that you're doing something without being fully bought in. So learn to use your intuition. Feel it in your body. Is it a fuck yes or is it a fuck no? Or are you people pleasing? Are you kind of caving in? Okay. The last thing I want to say too is before you make any pivot, like make sure you validate the idea. A couple weeks ago, I posted an episode, 8 Ways to Know What to Sell. So if you're considering a pivot, start sampling your audience, okay? Start throwing out ideas, testing your audience, and finding out how they respond. That's also a really good way to know if a pivot is warranted. Here's one thing that I want to close up this episode with. So my first big business, my first real online business was in 2005. And it lasted till about 2012. And then it started to fail. And I always thought to myself, where did I go wrong? What did I miss? I should have been able to keep that afloat. I should have been able to keep that going. But I didn't. It ultimately failed in about 2012. Why? What would I do differently? And that's been a tough question for me to answer. But looking back on this whole situation, the one thing that I should have done that I didn't was capture my traffic, meaning, you know, a lot of us are using social media now to build an audience. And I've had several episodes talking about moving people from social media to your email list. So you own that contact information. That is the one thing that I can come up with that would have saved my business. So back then, I wasn't using social media to drive traffic to my website. I was using search engine optimization. But I never took advantage of all those leads that were coming in. I literally had hundreds and hundreds of people leaving me with their email address, and I never once thought about marketing through email to them. Okay? High value questions, number 5 and number 8, number 3, I think we go over email marketing. So make sure that is part of your plan, regardless if you make a pivot or you stay the course. I want you to take the biggest lesson that I've learned in business, which is to build an email list. If you need help with that, okay, I'm rolling out an awesome course teaching people how to build their online business using my favorite app, Kajabi, that helps people build courses, that helps people do email marketing to build their list, to create lead magnets, do basically 10 things in one. I'm literally creating a course right now to help people do that. It's in beta mode and I'll be rolling out the next few weeks, but you can take a look at it if you want. And I will literally help you solve what was my biggest mistake in business, but also show you exactly how I run my online business and the app that helps save me so much time and create a robust, beautiful business. Because here's the thing too, if you have that traffic, if you learn how to own that traffic, and you create it through social media, search engines, you take control of it, it doesn't matter if you pivot, you have an audience that you can sell to. All right, my friends, I'm gonna wrap up this episode. Thank you so much. I will catch you on the next one.